98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every other Tuesday morning, Sarah Spoonholtz joins us as we find out about the great growth that is going on in our area with businesses and organizations. Sarah's with the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber, and we are chatting about chamber stuff going on here as one of your nearest events to come up. Actually, last week was a pretty busy week for all of you at the chamber. Lots of ribbon cuttings going on and yet more things to continue, including a business after hours that's happening on Thursday. Tell us about First Source Bank and their business after hours.
Yeah, so we will be at the Hilltop location, the Hilltop Road location, so over by Martin's, and we'll have a great chance for people to connect, to learn more information about what's happening with First Source Bank. But then we'll also have a chance to hear from the folks from the Benton Harbor Soup Kitchen, who will be on hand. First Source is a huge partner of the Soup Kitchen, and they will be there to provide some information, especially about why people should get involved, what type of donations that they are looking for, volunteer opportunities, and so forth. But Zach, probably one of my favorite parts, not that I don't love hearing about nonprofits, because you know my heart is definitely in nonprofits, but there's going to be food trucks and Mimi's Cupcakes will be there as well. So you can stop by, get some delicious food, and enjoy, learn some information, connect with your fellow business and community members, and learn about how you can help support a good cause. And it's all from 5 to 7 this Thursday.
You know, Sarah, after all these years of doing these segments, I never learn my lesson and eat something before we talk about things that involve food, I swear. Goodness. I think I'd learn. You really do.
It's like going to the grocery store when you're hungry. It's, you know, you never should. You always should eat a little something, but we never do, Zach.
No learning for me. Hopefully we'll learn something at Finale Touch and their ribbon cutting that happens the next day, Friday the 23rd. Tell us about this business.
Yeah, so they actually just moved locations. They were originally on Ritter Highway in Stevensville. Now they are on Niles Avenue, 2942 Niles Avenue in St. Joseph. Daphne and her team, they provide CBD and THC free products. They've got coffee and tea, wigs, toppers, and a ton more. So this is a female-owned business that is continuing to grow, and they are wanting everybody to come and join them. So we'll actually be doing the ribbon cutting at 5:30 this Friday. You can stop on out, kickstart your weekend, learn a little bit more, and welcome them into St. Joe and into their new location.
Very nice. And again, register at smrchamber.com, and you can also head on over to the website as well and find details as you skip on over to a Monday ribbon cutting on the 26th down in the Stevensville area at Lux Salon and Spa. This sounds luxurious, if I may. Tell us about this.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Uh-huh.
I 100% see what you did there. Yeah, so this is Berrien County's newest salon. They're located right next to Grand Mirror Inn on Ritter Highway in Stevensville, and they are the only Berrien County location, actually I think pretty much the only Southwest Michigan location, that carries a specific line of products based in Italy, the Devine's line of products, and it is fantastic. They have multiple stylists on staff. They have nail tech. They also have an esthetician, so they can completely cover you top to bottom when you stop in and see them. But it's going to be a great celebration. They have their official ribbon cutting, or excuse me, their official grand opening a few weeks ago, but we're definitely looking forward to hosting with them the actual ribbon cutting portion of it and properly welcoming them into the community. So that event will start Monday 4:30 with the ribbon cutting happening right at 5.
Very nice. And if you're looking for a bit of exercise and competition, there's something coming up here in October, the craze that's sweeping the nation that is pickleball. Tell us about this pickleball event that's coming up in October.
You know, I'm not going to lie. For a second, I was like, where is he going with this? Like, what?
Even I don't know sometimes.
Realized, yeah. Oh, pickleball. we do have limited spots available. This is actually going to be something that our young professionals are taking the lead on, but it is open to non-young professionals as well. So Monday, October 17th from 6 until 8, we'll be at South Shore Health and Racquet Club for pickleball. If you haven't played it before, well, I am right there with you. I've never actually played it before. If you don't have a paddle, no problem. They actually have paddle pros available to help get you started with an introduction on the court for beginners as well. So they've got that all figured out. They've got that all taken care of for you. And the best part, too, they also have peat cider and watermark on tap so that you can enjoy those and replenish as you're playing. Plus also some snacks will be available, too. And we are definitely looking forward to hanging out at South Shore, but also gathering back together with our young professionals. And I have been told that the game of pickleball is tons of fun, even though I don't play it myself, so I guess I will be forced to play it that day.
Maybe it might be my first chance to give it a whirl. I don't know that maybe being in a tournament on your first try is a good idea, but hey, why not? Everything can be a good challenge on your first try. So even if it is your first try or you've played pickleball 1,000 times, give it a whirl. Get registered over at smrchamber.com. And again, Sarah, as we always say, folks who might be hearing this, they've got an organization, they've got a business, or maybe they're considering becoming, you know, that entrepreneur. They've always had that spirit. They're looking to start their own business, and they just want to, you know, start getting that word out there. Working with the chamber, they can give you and Arthur a call and start that conversation pretty much anytime, right?
Absolutely. Feel free to give us a call. You can also reach out to us online, too, through our website, smrchamber.com. But if you actually want to talk to us on the phone, 269-932-4042.
All right. Sarah Spoonholtz joins us from the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber here every other Tuesday. It's on the Coast Social Network with Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.